Hey folks, just wanted to start the up by saying there might be a little bit of buzz in the background of this episode. I tried to mix it out, but I blew out my fucking eardrum at a gig, so I can't really mix properly. So I hope it's okay. And yeah, here's Oliver Moore. Enjoy. We were just talking about Chris. Because, yeah, we shouted abuse at him from the car.
Yeah.
We saw him walking down the street. Which is not good. And then we pranked him on the podcast.
Yeah.
We called him and then I
not
what did
a
I say?
Prank.
What?
It was not a prank.
It was not a prank, it was abuse.
Yeah, it was an abusive voicemail.
Well, I can't remember, but it was something like,
it went
hey
to
man.
Voicemail.
It went to voicemail and it was like, hey man, I just wanted to say. And
voicemail, you wish you had a male voice.
And then I was like, I was trying to be sincere and then I just went, I can't remember what I said. I just wanted to say, like, oh, I hope you fucking die, you stupid old,
yeah, yeah.
You stupid old retard.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking old faggot. And then I think we just started going, yeah, we won, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We won. Enjoy life on the streets, you fucking hobo.
And then later we were like, should we have done that?
Should we have recorded, recorded that and put it on the internet?
Yeah.
And then anyway, he called Gav the landlord.
Yeah.
And was like, hey man, Rob and Hamish are harassing me on the phone. And then Gav was just like, oh, fuck off, Chris.
Yeah, Gav defends us. Gav defends us for no reason. I hope Gav doesn't listen to this. Cause
no.
Yeah.
Gav was just like, no, they're not, Chris. Go away. And
I think one isn't harassment yet.
No, one's not.
One's just
fine.
Like a...
You get one vicious phone call.
Yeah.
And then...
That's letting off steam.
It is that
like the toilet was when he was here.
Leave the toilet alone.
I just
set it off some steam.
The thing that I always go back to for the thing that I always remember him saying was like when he tried to like put it back on us, like, oh yeah, well, what about like the piss in the and the toilet paper? You would leave it in the bowl, and it's like that's not.
It's not comparable.
Yeah, yeah. The shit on the toilet seat is not equal to.
It's not. No,
it's
a little bit
close
some toilet paper
level.
On top of the piss.
Yeah, he brought shit to a piss fight. Like it's not. It's not comparable at all. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you know how much piss you'd need to win in that fight? You'd need like a fire hose of piss.
You would need a fire hose. Yeah,
you'd
need like a horse
someone.
Pissing. You'd need that. I don't know who's doing it, but when I always have the toilet roll on the toilet roll holder.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's you or the guy downstairs. They always take it off. And then, because they want it, it's like, you know what I mean?
Would take it off.
They take it off. I have it on the little
I mean, I thing. I usually don't put it on the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I do and I don't realize.
Yeah.
I put it on the side thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that's preferable.
Because I don't like that fucking thing. If we had a proper...
Right.
We have like a movable, like a, I don't know what you would call it.
Like
it's
a
like
stand
a
thing.
A stand. Yeah,
it's
doesn't.
It's a rusty.
Because I need to viciously.
Piss cupboard.
I need to viciously get toilet paper.
Yeah, you need to like grip the toilet paper
yeah.
and like rip it off and.
You know, yeah. I just keep knocking that thing over. Like I need something that's fucking, you know.
Sturdy. Yeah, yeah. We'll get something to put into the wall maybe.
Yeah. You won't do anything.
No, I won't. I won't do anything. I'll put it in a glory hole, maybe. Yeah.
No, but someone puts it on top of the toilet. That's
yeah,
not
that's
me.
That's shitface downstairs.
Okay, so it's like we're all putting the toilet paper in different
somewhere.
Places.
Yeah, I mean, I think
that's how you know who's last been in there.
Where it was left. That's how we can know. Because this guy's shitting on the toilet seat. This guy downstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not as bad.
Oh, wait. So you got a new guy and he also shits
on
the toilet seat.
Yeah,
it's just the type of place that we have.
How unlikely is that?
I don't know. It's like because Chris did it and he left, and then we found out that Ed Venus, the old Eastern European guy, he was also doing it.
Oh, so he
Chris
saw Chris doing it,
and it kept happening.
Well, no, he didn't. It wasn't like monkey see, monkey do.
No, he's
like,
monkey see, monkey poo.
This is what happened.
He's like, oh, this is like a toilet seat shitting house. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
He's like,
I've been hiding my true identity for.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were cool.
Yeah. Some house play board games together. Someone shit on the toilet seat together.
Yeah.
This is what that kind of house.
This is the kind of house. But now he's doing it as well.
Wow.
It looked like someone spilled soup on the inside.
Is he another old man?
No, he's like a young musician. Just hold that a bit closer to you.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're grand. No, he's like a young musician. Tall, glass of water, smelly kind of hippie. I hear him fucking his girlfriend all the time. His girlfriend's hot, so it's kind of hot.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
and
good.
He shits on the toilet.
He shits on the toilet seat. But
it could be her.
Yeah.
Could be her after he destroys her ass.
Yeah.
She goes up and she's like, ah!
And then he's saying it.
Yeah. But yeah, he's like he's got a good taste in music. He's playing like Nirvana and stuff. But I don't know if he's pursuing music.
I'm so glad I don't have to hear that shit.
It's kind of it's not great.
Yeah,
he can't sing. He can't hold a tune to save his life. Yeah, I don't know. But
he's just like a cool young guy. He's like, I play music and I fuck women and I, you know.
Yeah,
he's one of those guys that's he's not gonna be. He doesn't have many years of cool left.
Yeah,
like he's cool, but it's gonna be sad soon.
It's a bit like you.
He's actually doing something at least.
You're doing something.
Also, I'm not very cool. Like that guy's like a good guy.
Yeah, but you're like, you know, how old are you now?
I'm 23.
Yeah, so you're like, you know, I drink on the streets and I don't shower. Yeah. And
I have Sour Patch Kids for every meal of the day.
I have jellies for breakfast. And it's like, he's a kid, but like 26, 27, 28, it's a bit like,
The keys start falling out. You're like,
the teeth start falling out. You kind of get, it starts to...
You can't wait till his teeth fall out.
More efficient.
It's tired of all that biting.
Less resistance.
Yeah, but you.
But yeah, no, I've been going.
It catches
gym.
Up on you.
Yeah. That's why I've been going gym, and I showered today. I showered.
Oh,
like,
that's good.
Before we got here and everything. Yeah, I I was thinking about not.
You do
doing
seem
it.
Showered.
Yeah.
Thanks for believing in me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, they'll be mad at me if I don't. See, smart.
Yeah, it's with the jacket still kind of.
But it's like leather, so it's like,
that jacket.
Where did this jacket come from? There's no way you bought this.
This is my dad's old jacket. So I had a
jacket.
This is what?
Is he dead?
No, he's alive. Cool. Yeah. Thanks. So this is like a leather jacket, and then I have another brown one that's similar to it.
So this must be like, it's like a legit. Honest.
Yeah, this is like old.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is vintage. It's cool.
Yeah. So your dad must be a small fella as well, is he? If that fits you.
Not anymore. That's why it's
mine
now.
Oh, so that was a jacket from when he was like 10.
Is he bald?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, kind of bald. Yeah. He's like not bald. What?
So just kind of bald. He's not like horseshoe, like.
Yeah. No. He has like some hair. Nice. Like he's almost like Ridwan kind of bald.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
No, you'll suit that.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you just keep it long.
Because then you're...
Just keep it long and bald.
No, because long when it goes like that, goes like creepy.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Yeah, I don't want to suit creepy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But what's the hair situation like now? I don't want to...
All right. Well, when I haven't showered for like a few days.
Yeah, which is regular.
Which is not regular. It's like once a once in a blue moon that happens.
Yeah.
Then it's like visible. You can see that. But like after when it's wet, it's visible. That like I'll show you this.
Okay.
God, I don't miss those days of like angsting over when and like what conditions your hair looks best.
Yeah.
That's why when you shave, it's so liberating.
It's freeing.
But your hairline's holding in there, is it?
It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah. I'm going to get on the pills.
Rogaine?
I was on that for a while. But now I just want to do the pills.
No,
the pills just
seem
easier.
I'm like, I'm not going to try and fight this.
But don't the pills make you impotent? No.
No,
there's no way he gets hard.
Anyway. No, I get hard.
Show us how hard you get right now.
How quickly can you get out?
Do it.
See, like, he's young, so it's like the youth would override the effects of the pill.
It it lowers your sex drive, but it doesn't do nothing for it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you can still fuck, you just fuck less.
Okay.
You can get fucked. Like, the way you fuck.
Yeah.
Like, where you're taking.
Well,
like,
you don't fuck, you get fucked.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So that doesn't affect anything.
Yeah. You don't have
fine. Yeah.
You don't have to
be
hard the way you fuck.
Yeah.
If anything, it's preferable in every situation.
You just have to be able to get into a squat position and hover.
As long as your knees are fine. As long as it doesn't affect your knees.
When my knees go out, then I'm impotent.
Oh,
that's my version of impotence.
You blow out your knees, man.
Yeah. Do definitely prefer long hair and impotent than bald?
If you shaved your head, would Maple get angry?
I think she'd be like, what the fuck did you just do?
Right.
Yeah, I think
I would.
Can
you pull your hair back and just show us what it looks like?
See, it's not good.
No, when you can get a beard, you'll be fine.
Yes, yeah. I think if I get a beard, no hair, it's fine. But if I can't grow a beard.
You gotta have
that's not gonna happen anytime soon.
Well, it's possible. Look, you see these?
Yeah.
That's PP Besson.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. What if you just started taking tests? Have you ever been tested for your T levels? No,
I've never been tested for my T levels. But
Yeah. He can taste it. He can taste it.
You can taste it.
He can do a sperm count with his mouth.
Yeah, right, I just need a small sample.
You can
That's
do it live
need.
On the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm trying to give a porn. I've made it. Yeah, I've joined NoFap on it on Reddit.
Oh, don't do Reddit. Reddit,
you're doing
the
Reddit
it's all bad
NoFap.
News. Don't do it. Whatever the way they do it is not helpful.
No, I just need a community to support me. To be like, yeah, you can
find
do
a
it.
Different one.
No.
So are you like responding to comments and stuff?
No. I just joined to see like what tips people had to get not through it.
But
you know?
Those are the worst people. They're going to have terrible tips. Well, yeah. What kind of tips are they?
I've seen a few of them. They're pretty good.
yeah. This is what my dick looks like after 3 days of NoFap. Is this normal?
This is what my dick looks like after 3 days of 3 days of straight masturbation.
What kind of tips do they have on there?
Well, it's just stuff like that when you feel the urge, you just like, it's like, oh, you'll be surprised how quickly it passes. Like,
yeah, urge surfing is called.
Urge surfing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's for anything. You
Cowabunga!
That's like anything you're quitting. It's called urge surfing. If you just ride the wave.
See, I've never resisted the urge in 23 years.
Yeah. No.
Every time the urge has come up and
but
like,
are you doing NoFap or no porn? Because that's different.
Oh, sorry. I'm doing no porn.
Yeah,
sorry.
So you can still...
I can still jerk off. Sorry.
But then
yeah. I should have said that.
Yeah.
How long does it take to... Is it taking a while to...
I've done 3 days so far.
No, but I mean like, have you jerked off with that porn in that time?
Yeah, it's been fine.
Really?
Yeah.
What have you got? What dark well have you gone
down? Oh, no, but there's a little boy down that well.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wang. I don't know.
Anyway, so the porn, because the porn was just destroying me, man. I just, the other day I was jerking off and it was about like an hour. And then after I came, I just like cried because I was like, I have no power over this.
Yes.
It was like
scary.
What
was the last video that you were...
What was
Did
the
it
last
get dark?
Video? It got dark. Yeah, it was three black guys. no,
it
was
really dark.
What was the last video? I think it was just like a guy. Just I have a weird thing where I just like watching like a guy jerking off.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like there's. That took me a second. It's just a guy just jerking off.
I forget how to do it. I'm like, well, this isn't working.
Yeah.
And I gotta watch someone else to do it.
Yeah. But it's real. I don't like fake porn where they're all shiny and smooth.
Oh,
and
like it's real as in like someone's like put a hidden camera.
You know? Yeah, no, it's like it's real. Like someone's
you
just
want
someone
phone.
Doesn't
yeah,
know
yeah.
they're being watched.
And they're just like, and then they just come and it's like, oh, that, I felt like I just watched someone jerk off.
Yeah.
Which is probably not the best way to do it.
Do you like
it.
Someone who has a smaller dick than you or a bigger dick than you?
I always thought bigger dicks were they're off putting. But now, really? But now I like
you're on putting.
Mine looks like it's covered in pudding.
Yeah, when you finish with that guy.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
You won't.
See what happened was is I tried to fuck a black guy the other night.
Okay, yeah.
And I couldn't get it up.
Being black has nothing to do with
it.
Yeah,
being black.
Being
black has nothing to do with it. All
but
right?
you, yeah, yeah.
It's like my dick's racist. Yeah, dick's like, I'm not going fucking near that.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. So no, So first of all, I couldn't, because then I was watching, I was just watching like YouTube videos about it and stuff, and they were like, it's like your brain is just fucked because it's like
hardwired.
Your brain, your dick is so used to just your hand.
Yeah.
Like, and the feeling of your hand. Like that's the thing.
But it's
also
porn. It's like because you can watch anything. You can just be like, "Oh, this doesn't work." It's like if you had 10 guys who came over and you're like, "Oh, this doesn't do it," and then you could switch. You know, it's like having tabs open. You know what I mean? You're like, "I need an Asian guy, an Indian,
walk into a bar,
an
Asian guy, a black guy, and a Jewish guy walk into my asshole." Yeah,
you can get hard for one of them.
Yeah, so I couldn't. I think I only told this on the Patreon. Actually, no. No, I didn't. I saw it on the public, so people heard this. But so just a brief summary. He came over, and I was able to stay hard during all the, foreplay and the blowing and the sucking and the whatever.
Yeah.
But the minute I was like, he wanted to be fucked, my dick just went soft.
Mm.
And so I couldn't get it in. And then he admitted that he can only come if he's jerking off because he's addicted to porn. And I said, oh, I'm the same. So the only way we could come was like we lay side by side and then we just jerked off, like looking at each other, which is just the saddest thing.
I don't feel sad.
No?
I've done that.
Huh?
Not with a guy.
Not with a guy, but
I've done that for sure.
But it was just like,
surely you've done that.
You're right?
Yeah. I've definitely done that, but
it's called mutual masturbation.
Okay, yeah. But it's like you want
to But you want to fuck and then do the mutual masturbation.
You want to fuck and then... you want to come inside someone. Yeah. That's what God wants.
But also, but if you got comfortable with him... Yeah, that would also make it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, I'm confused because you were unable to get hard. Like, so you were able to lie down and jerk off.
But yeah, because my hand is like... But then he's there and I'm not even thinking about him. I'm thinking about Butch Cassidy or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't No, you're thinking about the Sundance Kid.
Yeah.
But I'm there. All I can think of... Yeah, and I found myself like just not even thinking about him. And then he's a young buck, you know, he's only your age.
Yeah,
he's 23.
Yeah.
You should have got him to sit on your face while you were doing it.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
But
I mean, he's jerking off.
His black hole.
Yeah.
So I'm there. He jerks off. We both come at the same time. And then literally about 3 minutes later, he's like, I'm going to go again if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So he just jerked off again by himself.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's fucking impressive. Like that, called the refraction period.
Yeah.
Where you can come again.
Wow.
So yeah, and after that I was like, I obviously have a problem now because I just can't.
You can't even fuck. Yeah.
I can't even fuck. It's fucked me.
Was that the first time you fucked in a while, or like were you able to do that?
He'd been over maybe 2 months prior to that, but we didn't fuck. We did everything else. But on that occasion, neither of us could come, so we just had to like be like, all right, let's just call it a night.
Yeah.
And but I but then he made me sick. I got like the flu from him because he came over. He had like a runny nose.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, my nose is just a bit runny. And I was like, oh, fuck. Okay. But like, yeah, I hate getting... Like, if I know someone's sick, I try to stay away from them. But I was like, oh, I want to have sex or whatever. Yeah. And then I got like the worst flu I've had in like years. And then it came back. And then he texted me like, are you sick, by the way? He's like, oh, yeah, I am dying. And I was like, oh, well, thanks. Thanks for giving me fucking AIDS or whatever. Yeah, then Hamish got it because me and Hamish fucked. So that, that was bad.
The whole house got it.
Yeah?
That's how the shitting on the toilet started.
Mm.
Yeah.
The whole house.
Maybe that's what it is.
The household. That's what we call him.
But so I've just been trying it. It's been 2-3 days without porn. Just trying to use my imagination.
Yeah.
Sometimes like Instagram, you know.
Yeah.
Not the Ridwan's Instagram or.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's
shit.
That's still porn.
You think that's
you're
porn?
Still using it like porn.
It's like softcore porn.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's but.
It's like, because I've done the same, like, where I've quit porn. And then, like, the other day, a girl who, like, I fucked back in Australia, just out of the blue, just sent me some nudes.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, fuck, no. Like, it's like, I had to.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Jerk off to them, but I'm like, doing, you know, the gymnastics. I'm like, this doesn't count as porn as long as I don't, because I'm not looking at going out of my way to look at it. It was delivered to me across the planet.
This is a gift. This isn't porn. This
But if I go back to it, it's still just in my folder there. I'm just like,
life gives you medals, I can't, you know.
You
gotta jerk off to them, you know. But so what's your situation now at the moment? Are you still living with Maple?
Yeah, I'm still living with Maple. Well, we were trying to move house.
Yeah.
And this is always like, remember when I moved out of here?
There's probably some scam coming or some...
No, there's no scam. Well,
you have money now. You don't need to scam.
Yeah, I have money. I'm good. That's why we were going to move house. But I keep forgetting whenever we move house that like you need to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
Like you need to tell your landlord and everything.
Yeah.
And so that's why I remember when I left this house and... I just kind of
And you
left.
Told me you told him and you told me that you'd paid him the rent and
No,
everything.
I didn't pay him the rent. I didn't pay him rent.
But don't you owe him money? No?
No, I don't owe him money.
So funny how you left in the middle of the night like it was like a medieval...
No.
A medieval bride fleeing.
Yeah, I think I paid the month.
Yeah.
I think I left and he like saw me packing all my stuff and he was like, what are you doing, Oliver? And I was like, oh, I'm moving. And
yeah.
He was like, you never told me. And I was like... Yeah. Well, it's nice meeting you.
Well, you're not good at confrontation, I guess.
Yeah. So better just to never tell them.
Yeah.
So then that's what I did. And then with the place I had in Vauxhall student accommodation, I also just left that. And then they kept making me pay rent. And that's where the Airbnb stuff happened.
Yeah.
But I started renting out my student accommodation as an Airbnb. But then, so then this house, I was like, oh, we're gonna move out properly.
Yeah.
And I told my sister, yeah. And my sister's a real estate lawyer.
Oh, okay.
So that's handy. Like, she's gonna know what to do. Mm. And I sent her the contract.
So, yeah, you could have, because didn't you, don't you have problems with, like, rent you owe still? Or did you pay
No, off? Well, what happens is, I found this out. So if you're in debt, what you do...
If you say declare bankruptcy, I'm going to punch you in the dick.
No. Well, actually, that was...
I found out this loophole. It ruined your life for 5 to 10 years.
No, it ruined your life for 6 years, exactly. Yeah. And that's why. But so my dad, he's been in lots of debts at various points.
Okay.
And the bankruptcy thing, actually, that is a good plan. You can do that, 100%.
He sold you that jacket.
Yeah. The debt collectors are going to take the jacket. But he taught, basically, if you get in debt, unless it's a priority debt, which is a debt to the government will go after it. If you're in debt to the government will go after you.
Okay.
But if it's a private company, all you have to do is you just need to offer them any amount of money and be like, listen, I'll pay you, even if it's 50p, £1, £2, you go, I'll pay you £2 a month. This is as much as I can pay you. Mm-hmm. And then they can't take you to court. They can't affect your credit score. So now I'm just paying this debt collection agency like £2 a month for the next 50 years.
And like, you'd be dead in 10.
And yeah. You know £2 is nothing. That's money,
that's,
you know?
Fine. That's my plan if I get caught doing whatever I'm doing.
As long as you're not in debt to the government, your debts aren't real. You don't need to pay any debt.
Wait, so I can just say that to our landlord?
You can do if you bail out on landlord. No, you can do that with council. You can't do it with council tax, but you can do it with your landlord.
Pay my rent in £5 increments.
No. They'll kick you out the house. But if you left this house and you owed them money,
you could
do that and they'd be fine.
Right.
I feel like they could still take you to court though.
No, they can't. Trust me, they can't. They can't, dude. I know the law. Who's in debt right now?
Yeah.
Who's the one who is in? Yeah, exactly. So I know about debt.
Does George still owe you?
Yeah, George still owes me shitloads of money.
Chicken doesn't come home to roost.
George owes me money and he owns a new MacBook.
He's paying
and
you two skin flakes a month.
He's paying me in his forgotten
skin. I can give
you
skin instead.
Yeah, there's no skin off my back.
You get all the skin off my back.
God, well, when he rains, does it become like a paste or something? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He could do an art installation with his skin.
He could. Yeah. Anytime he comes over here to do the pod, I have to like hoover the house. It's insane.
Yeah.
Again, whenever he's on the pod, he was on the pod there for like 4 weeks in a row. And I got a message from some guy who listens being like, can George come on like once every 5 years?
You got complaints about George?
Yeah, I've gotten complaints about George, yeah. Pretty sure my brother stopped listening because of George.
Wow.
He's like, I just don't like when he talks about his feet. And then someone got angry that George was openly... Now, I don't know if George was doing a bit, but George was like openly like, oh yeah, I leave like hateful comments on people's Instagrams all the time. Like if he's on Instagram and he sees like a stand-up comedian that he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Obviously not someone that we know.
Yes, yeah.
He's just like, oh, this is fucking shit or whatever.
Yeah.
And now I don't know if George was just doing that as like a bit.
I think he was saying that he has done it in the past, which I believe. I don't think he actively does it though.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
It would come up for us.
Yeah,
you know,
we see it.
When people comment that you know, you can see it. It'll be like the top comment on videos and shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. But that rubbed someone the wrong way because they were like, oh, this guy's a fucking dick, I think. And they were like, oh, since he's okay with leaving hate comments, then I'll leave this comment about how I don't like him being on the...
On the podcast.
On the podcast.
That was pretty tame, actually, relative to how aggressive George is.
Yeah, George is aggressive. Yes. And, I mean, we had on.
Yeah, how was that?
Yeah, that was tricky.
That was a lot. A lot got cut out.
About 10 minutes got cut out.
Yeah, that's a director's cut.
That was a director's cut. Yeah, that's on the Patreon.
Yeah.
But, and then he's in hospital because he punched a guy in the...
Yeah, I visited him in hospital.
Oh, yeah? What happened to him?
Well, he was in like a taxi rank or something.
I'll bleep his name anyway. But
and some guy like pushed in front of him to get in the taxi. And then he was like, hey, fuck off. And then the guy was like, fuck off. And he punched him.
Yeah, classic.
In the thing. And it like scraped up all, but he scraped like the tooth. So his tooth like cut up the whole skin of
his. Oh, so I thought his tooth came out into his hand. And
it like cut up all that thing. And then apparently it's just gone immediately. In fact, like it blew up his hand.
But did he punch?
Jesus,
how fucking fucked up was
how
this guy's teeth?
Foul! Yeah. It would be.
It's like a Komodo dragon.
So he punched a guy.
So he just follows him around for 2 weeks until he dies.
Yeah. So he punched a guy and tore up
in
all
like
his
skin. In like Somerset. Yeah.
Did he break his hand?
No, it just like infected his hand. So it was just like a nasty infection. And he had to get like 2-3 surgeries. And he was in like hospital.
Is he getting charged?
No, I don't think so.
For the surgery?
No, for the assault. For the violent assault.
Because I heard, like he punched a guy. Yeah. And then he fled the scene, or he fled the county that he was in, or whatever.
Yes, his hand got infected. Yes. So he was like, dude, I went and visited him, and he had the most beautiful hospital ward.
Yeah.
It was like overlooking Parliament and Big Ben, and it was the nicest hospital experience I ever ever seen.
Of insurance?
NHS?
No, it's NHS, all NHS. Dude, Starmer's doing a good job. Starmer's sorting it out.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, I don't think he is.
No, I think that's it. I think that is Tom.
Yeah. But that... So yeah, he got like... Is he still in hospital?
Do you know what it is? It's because he's a criminal. And he looks... Someone looks after the criminals.
Yeah, he looks after the fucking criminals. Yeah, they're both thugs. Yeah. God, I hope there wasn't any fucking like brown nurses on the ward. That would have been a problem for...
Yeah. Well, no, I think the problem with Callum is he is an outward racist. Uncloseted racist.
He's an uncloseted racist. Yeah, there was a photo on my Instagram. I was like, that looks like a Hitler Youth thing where he was in like a... I don't know, maybe it's a Halloween
He's just a crazy conspiracy. He's like the conspiracy theory. Like, you know when you watch a video and you're like, whoa, this is wild. Yeah. He watches it and goes, this is very educational. Yeah. Like, he's very polite. Like, he's very nice.
He's a nice...
Yes, he's a nice man.
Well, this is the thing with George that annoyed the same person about George was that one episode, George was like, yeah, I was with my Nazi friend the other day. And then the comment is just like, oh yeah, well, he's just like, he's just openly admitting that, like, why is he friends with a Nazi or whatever?
Yeah.
And again, with George, I'm like, is he joking? Like,
He definitely hangs around, but he's probably doing it just because it's interesting.
Yeah. Because I know when he lived in that hostel.
Like, they're not friends in the way that, like, if the guy called George up, he's like, I'm in a bit of trouble.
Surrounded by punch Jews. The Jew. Yeah. I'm in Golders Green. Yeah. Fucking punch the Jew.
They cornered me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Stay there, mate. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
So, do you think Reform are gonna
get in?
I think they are.
I don't think they're gonna get in.
No, but
I
aren't
think
they? Aren't they?
They're polling really well. Yeah. But they're always polling well. Like, it's 3 years out from the election.
I heard you poll pretty well.
Yeah. I poll with the best of them. Mm. But, you know, it's just Nigel Farage. People just like Nigel Farage, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know enough about the situation.
Yeah, I need to follow British politics more because I feel so separated from it because I used to follow politics when I was back in Australia. Like,
yeah.
Australia.
Yeah. Well, you
but
can
you
just
come
leave.
Here and I'm just like...
Yeah.
I'm just, I feel
you don't want to relearn a whole fucking country's culture. Yeah.
It's just so boring compared to like American culture.
Well, so like, it's Australian. It's like high school. It's like so.
Yeah, our shit is like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's just boring as fuck. The more Epstein files came out there today, and it said something about an email Epstein sent to someone saying, "Do you have the video of Trump blowing,
with the girl? Yeah.
Blowing Bubba."
I saw that, but it seemed like they were just talking shit. It didn't seem like a real...
What, they're just having a bit of banter? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Do you really think Trump...
Blew
Bill Clinton?
Well, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I've watched House of Cards. You know, he blew a few people. Like, Frank Underwood blew someone, I'm pretty sure. You never watch House of Cards?
I've started watching it, but for whatever reason...
Oh, it's amazing, man. It's so good. But, like,
It's a weird thing with the new, like, Epstein email that comes out. Because it's just, like... It's just more confirmation. It's like, he didn't molest some load of people, you know?
I saw on Fox News. What's her name?
Megyn Kelly.
Oh,
yeah.
She was like, Epstein's not a pedophile, right? He's an ephebophile.
He's
attracted to 12 or 13 to 16-year-olds. Technically, it's true.
No, but people are... I don't like the way that the English language is being butchered like that.
Yeah, no. First it's the pronouns, and now it's the fucking...
Yeah.
But he was like, he's not a pedophile, all right? He's an ephebe, whatever you call
it. That is true, though, because it's like, there is some truth to that, because it's like, when the spectrum is from, like, a fucking 1-year-old to 18, it kind of does start to lose its fucking meaning.
Yeah.
There are different groups.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, like the Ian Watkins guy, that's a pedophile.
Oh, he's a big pedo.
That's a full pedo. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yes. Yeah. Rest in power. Yeah, rest in
pedo. Rest in pedo, yeah.
But yeah, so she got in trouble because she was just like, can we just be clear that he wasn't a pedophile?
Which really feel like you're prepping for... Listen, he's not a pedophile. Trump's not a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I
don't think there's not much evidence that Trump actually.
No.
He likes big busty, like.
Big busty whores.
Big busty whores, you know, of age.
BBWs.
He likes women that are old enough to have work done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes women who say no.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. But yeah, no.
He's probably a rapist, probably not a pedophile.
But yeah.
Yeah. So, that would be my guess. Yeah.
Say what you want about him. He's not a pedophile. He might be a rapist, but he's definitely not a pedophile.
If I was a gambling man, I'd put money on rapist, not pedo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you ever into Lost Prophets?
No, never in a lot. Well, because I found out about Lost Prophets through the baby fucking.
Oh,
like that was the first time I even heard of
them. When you were
that
a baby.
Yeah. Oh, I was on the trial actually.
The record company Lost Prophets when that came out.
I saw some interview with his bandmates, and they were just like, "Yeah, he just fucking ruined all of our lives."
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. He was like, "We can't." They were like, "Yeah, whatever about the victims." They were like, "We're the real victims in this case."
Yeah, imagine trying to sit down and write a song after that.
Oh, God.
Having a band meeting.
Yeah. I want to see that, like, that 5-hour Beatles style documentary of them trying to make a new album.
Oh, then trying to make an album after, like, he got done for
They can't use
kids.
The word girl.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Baby, not baby, not baby.
Yeah, Campbell baby. No, Campbell baby.
Wow. Or just seeing him on, like, just hanging out with Ian on tour and then being like, "So what have you been up to?" Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. No.
Hanging out.
Yeah. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll, but the drugs are. You know, baby aspirin or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Baby ass.
Well, apparently, baby aspirin.
Yeah.
Apparently, he got really into meth. Like, that was his thing. He was like, Ian Watkins.
Right.
He would
meth would turn you into a nonce, I think.
Yes.
That's one of the many side effects.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you go
up or down in age when you're on meth. You're
You
want to fuck a 90 year old or a 9 year old?
Yeah. It scrambles your brain. You forget that you're not supposed to fuck kids. Did you watch Nick Fuentes on Tucker Carlson?
No, I didn't want Nick Fuentes.
Man, it was so funny. There's a period in it where there's a moment in it where they're both acting like they've never watched porn.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson's like, "What is porn? Explain porn to me." And Nick Fuentes is like, "It's like, you know, you get you have any woman you want and they're just doing whatever. It could be 100 women." And Tucker Carlson's like, "Oh my God, that's gross." And they start talking about only, and then Tucker Carlson goes, "And it's turning people gay, I believe." And then fucking Nick Fuentes is like, "Yeah, and trans." And then Tucker goes, "You think that's true?" And Nick Fuentes is like, "Yeah, of course." And he's like, "Explain that to me." And then he's like, because he's like, "Oh, men, you know, they jerk off to porn. Straight men jerk off to porn so much that, like, normal porn, just females don't do it for them anymore. Yeah. So they're looking for more extreme
stuff." Okay.
And the next thing they know, they're jerking off to men,
trans, whatever.
Trans,
yeah, they just
then,
need some a new high.
And then Nick Fuentes said this, and then they watch so much porn of a man fucking a woman that they start to identify with the woman, and then they want to be a woman, so then they end up fucking men. And no joke, Tucker Carlson goes, "And that's where Charlie Sheen got AIDS." Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he goes, "That's where Charlie Sheen got AIDS." And then Nick Fuentes is like, "Yeah." And then Tucker Carlson goes, "Yeah, that's just a fact." That's out of nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah, he just goes, "That's where Charlie Sheen got AIDS." Yeah.
He watched so much porn that he first went to trans, then went to wanting to be a woman.
Yeah.
Then he got fucked by a dude, and that's how he got AIDS.
Well, they were saying that, Charlie Sheen got, because I watched the Charlie Sheen documentary, and he does say that, like, yeah, he fucked women. He kind of got bored of women, so then he's like, "Oh, fuck men."
Yeah.
But it's never.
But yeah,
he never says that he got AIDS from a man.
Yeah,
he can get AIDS from a
needles
woman
and whatever,
and needles or whatever. Yeah. And he never said that he got it from having sex with a man. So Tucker Carlson just presumed he was kind of actually homophobic, if you ask me.
Yeah.
He just heard that he had AIDS and he had sex with a man. But anyway,
yeah.
He goes, and then they're talking about OnlyFans. And then Nick Fuentes is explaining OnlyFans to Tucker Carlson. And he's like, and then, like, it's like Patreon except for nudes and for sex. And, like, Nick Fuentes is a virgin. He's 27. And
he just
celibate.
Goes on Instagram and just says the N-word and stuff, right?
Well, he's on, I don't think he's allowed on Instagram. Is he back on? He's on Rumble and his own website.
But he just has those outrageous
like young
pictures of him.
Yeah, it's just
like,
him.
I don't want to live near N-words.
Yeah, and
yes,
he's like Jews and stuff like this. And the thing that annoyed me about him, just as like to go off on a tangent here, is that, like, he completely played down his views on Tucker Carlson's show. Like, he's like, he doesn't believe in, like, interracial relationships. He believes in, like, white nationalism and, like, whites living separately from like, yeah. blacks or whatever, and stuff about like fucking hates Jews. But when he's on Tucker Carlson, he's like, no, I'm kind of just this chill guy. But,
I'm just a bit right. Listen, yeah, I just believe exactly. in family values. Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
he's like toning down for the mainstream.
But the podcast had like 7 million views, so he's fucking mainstream now. And like
yeah.
Dave Smith had him on.
Yeah, and that was Dave Smith's biggest podcast, apparently. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
gonna be on. He's gonna be
You're
on.
You're libertarian, Rogan. Like Dave Smith, aren't you?
Well, I'm a little libertarian. I'm like a left wing libertarian.
Libertarian is
cool. They're cool.
What does that even mean, libertarian?
Well, libertarian is general.
No government.
No, it's not no government. It's about
minimizing government.
Well,
it's a fantasy world.
No, you're fucking.
Okay, what's the difference between neoliberalism and libertarianism?
Well, because neoliberalism is basically just deregulation. That was like
it's
the
deregulation, but with government.
Yeah.
Whereas like libertarianism wants less.
Well, government. I just view it more as like a spectrum where one time you have pure libertarianism and one side you have pure authoritarianism. And it's like, where in the world are we more at now? And I think we are more on an authoritarian level than we are at a libertarian level. And you think we should push more towards libertarianism. And then at some point, if we get to a point where, hey, this is too libertarian, we're too free, this is getting out of control, then we can start pushing towards more state control. But right now, we're in too much state control.
But there's other options. I don't know. I think...
There's other spectrums.
No,
I
don't get into
but
it.
Like, yeah, there's other spectrums, but it's like, in just terms of like, do you think there should be more state involvement versus...
There has to be, because every time it gets deregulated, it's a disaster.
Oh, yeah, no, but the problem...
It's like, yeah, you got a point
but
anyway.
It's been time and time, every fucking time, with Thatcher, with fucking Reagan, with
No, but that's the problem, because you had corporate deregulation. You had deregulation that was trying to benefit corporations.
Oh, fuck, watch.
But you studied politics, didn't you?
Yeah, I studied politics. And I think it was just, I think we're just in a bureaucratic nightmare where the problem is that governments just do get
but
bigger and bigger
more
and bigger.
But I don't mean bureaucracy, but I mean, like, what's it called? Like Keynesian, how do you pronounce it?
Keynesian.
Yeah.
No, so I don't disagree with any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm saying
that's like the opposite of libertarianism.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm pure libertarian in every. I just think there's massive ways in which you can decrease government. Regulation. Keynesianism is like you should just spend money for that time.
No, the government needs to spend money in times in
bad times, in economic despair, to try and inflate the economy, to get the economy moving.
That's not like authoritarian, though.
Yes. That's Keynesian economics.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can still have a system where, let's say, instead of having lots of different benefit system, you could have like a UBI system where you get rid of lots of different welfare and you group it all into one, and then everyone gets like say $1,000 a month, and then you get rid of all the bureaucracy involved with that kind of welfare state,
right?
And that way you have a much more simplified state that's far smaller. So that's like an example of a left-wing libertarian viewpoint.
I'm so retired, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, so wait, so you're saying that I still don't know how to say it.
Keynesian. Milton Keynes.
No, not Milton.
John Keynes.
Maynard Keynes.
John Maynard Keynes, yes. Milton Friedman.
Milton Jones.
That's fun.
But but you're saying that can fall within libertarianism.
Yeah. Well, no. The problem is, you can be libertarian, but you can also be lots of other things.
Right.
Like, I don't think you can. I think there's almost no one.
But I thought
who's
like
politically active who actually just goes, "Hey, I'm a pure this thing." I think it grows from issue to issue, where there's some issues, as the answer is more libertarianism. Like when you look at America's military, you should go, hey, maybe they should decrease the size of their military massively.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
But I just thought libertarianism was like, because there was libertarianism, and that kind of broke into two, well, not at the same time, but there was libertarianism, and then later on it became
anarchism.
Neoliberalism. From classical liberalism.
Oh, yeah. Kind of a bit. But like, well, there was this guy named Rawls, who he had the liberalism viewpoint that you can have pure freedom where, hey, everyone can do whatever they want. But then they had, but then John Rawls came along and was like, basically.
John Rawls lays down the law. Right.
Right. And he said, no one wants to be free to die in a ditch. There's no such thing as freedom if you don't have any kind of welfare.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're born homeless and you die homeless and you fucking are starving your whole life, that's not freedom.
Mm.
So you still need some kind of state that provides welfare and stuff for the citizens.
Hell yeah.
But you can still, and that's a positive view of libertarianism. That's a positive view of liberalism. And that's another way
sounds
that liberalism
like there's even
grows.
Different I guess
factions thought, within everything. Yeah.
But I thought fundamentally libertarianism was like old, like, less, like, minimal government.
Or
down to, like, or no big government,
basically. Yeah, well, that's just, like, the core belief, basically. And I do think that you can have very localized government is probably the most efficient form of government.
Fuck those guys.
Localized government.
What's in place at the moment?
Democracy.
In the vast majority of... It's neoliberalism.
Yeah. You have, like, a neoliberal world order, which, you know, that's like...
Like, even China is Chinese.
China. That's a good Chinese accent. That's good.
Like,
I'm with Maple again.
The US has gone against that with Trump being, like, what's it called? Protectionism.
Yeah, isolationist. Yeah,
so where they almost want to go, like, fucking North Korea.
They want to block up.
On the Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes thing, he says he goes, I'm a big fan of Stalin.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
And Tucker Carlson just completely blows over. He just goes, oh, okay, sure. we'll maybe put a pin in that. He just says, I'm a big fan of Stalin. And he's like, I'm a big fan of Stalin. And you see it in his
what
eyes.
What was his reasoning?
He didn't get into it because it was fucking Tucker Carlson.
I would love to hear what this retard has to say about Stalin.
I looked it up. Not a good guy, Stalin.
No.
Not good at all.
Boy.
Not good,
I was like, the more I read about this guy, the less
hot
I care
though.
For him. What? He was hot. Yeah. Have you seen photos of Netanyahu?
You're allowed to joke off to Stalin and Netanyahu.
Netanyahu.
Is he hot?
Oh, hot piece of
really?
That. Oh, yeah. You kidding
whoa.
Me? Yeah, he
I
was
never
hot.
Thought, because he looks like Stumpy. He's like a stumpy little,
yeah, but like,
you know.
He's like, he wasn't in his 70s now.
Okay.
This is back when he was in fucking the IDF. And he was just.
He was fighting. Ooh. Yeah, he was fighting the good fight.
He was fighting the good fight, yeah. And so anyway, Nick Fuentes says he likes Stalin. Tucker Carlson just completely blows past that.
Yeah.
And then when he's talking about porn, he says to him, about OnlyFans. He's been on OnlyFans. And he goes, yeah, like, there's just women now, there's girls now who, they wait, and then the second they turn 18, they set up an OnlyFans account. And then, like, that's just their career, and there's no shame involved. And then Tucker Carlson says, why is this legal? Why aren't all these... This is... He goes, why... We should arrest all of the... We should arrest the people...
Who their pussies belong to us.
Yeah, yeah.
What is this?
He goes, we should arrest the people who own Pornhub and OnlyFans. Yeah. And then... And
you should have to have your vagina registered.
And Nick Fuentes is like, yeah, I mean, you're telling
me. Yeah.
And
you need a license plate for that.
Yeah. That's basically what he said.
Lock up their vaginas and assholes.
Yeah.
It's like that Doug Stanhope bit where he's like, we can't be liberalizing pussy.
Yeah.
We aren't getting pussy over.
Yeah.
Doug Stanhope.
So he's like, we should arrest and imprison the
makers,
the owners of Pornhub, OnlyFans, MindGeek, who apparently
who's MindGeek?
MindGeek. He's an Indian guy that I know.
MindGeek, that's
like
nerdy Hitler.
Indian Hitler, now that would be funny. What would Indian Hitler be like?
Yeah, who would he want to do?
Zikail.
Well, they're doing that. They are killing all the Muslims.
What is this symbol?
Yeah.
They're killing all the Muslims.
Yeah, Modi's a Hindu supremacist.
Modi?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a funny name.
That's a funny name.
Well, Sudan is bad as well.
Funny name for a supremacist.
Yeah, I couldn't take someone seriously if the name was Modi.
Yeah.
Cafe Modi. Yeah. that was almost like a regime in and of itself.
Yeah.
But, Sudan is bad as well. You got the RSF and the...
Yeah.
SAF. The SAF. And that's all. I only found out about that because the Palestine thing ended and I was like, what else is going on?
It has not ended, by the way.
Yeah, super not ended. Yeah.
It's still going on.
People
just don't care anymore.
It's on paper it's ended. It's
a
ceasefire.
And then they just kept bombing.
Yeah.
But why aren't people talking about it anymore?
Well, because they returned the hostages and then Israel just kept bombing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird when you find out of another new country that's doing bad things, then you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, but like that one is like, you know, there's like zero debate whether it's a genocide or not.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like there's zero. And I'm not saying that what's happening.
It's easy to pick the right side there because one side doesn't control the weather.
But the weather in Africa is great all the time.
It's just stunning. They don't need to.
Yeah.
They don't need to control the weather.
But like you see like there's like aerial photographs of like Sudan and you can see like the mass graves and there's like you can see like red, the ground is like stained red from like blood and stuff.
Yeah,
it's fucking, and these lads are just like uploading videos of themselves on I don't know where, like Discord or Telegram
whatever,
and it's just them like la, 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 and they've just killed like a family or whatever. It's fucking insane,
like,
man.
They like set them free and then like just shoot them while they're running away.
Yeah. You see the video of Hamas executing the people in Palestine when Israel left?
No.
Yeah, they rounded up all these people that, I don't know, maybe were snitches or were working against them. Because there's gangs.
Palestinians.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's gangs in Palestine.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That like fight, that are in conflict with Hamas or whatever. Yeah. And they rounded them all up in like a town square and there's like all these, just a big crowd of people watching and they just had them on their knees and they just went and just shot them off. It's fucking crazy. Wow. But so anyway, yeah.
That's what you're doing with NoFap instead. You're that's just what watching, NoFap. You're just watching.
I think it's okay to jerk off to that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. That's count. Okay. That's not porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just type that into the subreddit. It's like, is it okay to jerk off to Hamas executing Palestinians?
Yeah.
But because Reddit is a place that doesn't have a fucking sense of humor. Oliver Moore, everybody. Follow him on Instagram. I've got a solo show on December 18th in the Bill Murray in London. Please come to that. Sign up to the Patreon. €3.50 a month. Extra episodes. You know the deal. All right. I love you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.